Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
He is a former chairman of the SEC, policy advisor to Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg LP board member, Arthur Levitt. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Finally, we are here, Arthur. Mr. Cohen runs SAC Capital. He is visible. There has been lots of news. Arrests, if you want to call it that, and lots of news. And yet now we are finally here.
Not quite finally.
You know, I agree with that. Needs to testify before a grand jury. And you say not quite finally. What do you mean by that?
I don't think he'll testify, or if he does, he'll take the fifth against intimidating himself. And I think that it's now open warfare between Cohen and the Justice Department. The question is whether the Justice Department will try to bring a case against SAC, the company, or whether they think they have enough material to bring a case against the individual, Stevie Cohen. And that remains to be seen.
Why is he not cooperating at this point? They had made a big deal out of telling all of their investors that they were cooperating, and then all of a sudden they're suggesting, well, no, it's not in our best interest anymore.
I think they were really confident that the people that had been involved thus far would not turn against the company or against Cohen, and I think they thought they could stick it out. I think now, for whatever reason, whatever information the U.S. attorneys have, Cohen feels the focus is on him and on the company. And they're not going to help them make their case. They're going to make it as difficult as possible. And certainly to have Cohen go before a grand jury and run the risk of self-incrimination is something his lawyers have advised him not to do. That's generally the practice in cases of this kind. It's unusual for a witness to open himself up in the light of all of the leaks and all of the investigations surrounding employees of the company.
Arthur, let me ask a dumb question, and please remind me it's a dumb question if it is a dumb question. Why is this taking so long?
Well, this is a very complex case. The statute of limitations arguably have run out, and the standards of liability are so difficult in bringing a case of this kind that the Justice Department doesn't want the embarrassment of losing another case.
Why do they, if it's taking this long, it seems to suggest to the stupid people like me, I'm not going to include Tom in that, but he can raise his hand if he wants. Oh, he is. That it must be a weak case if they can't, you know, build.
Not necessarily. I think that I wouldn't want to be in Mr. Cohen's position with this drumbeat of investigatory zeal and causing a run on his funds by some of their largest investors, including most recently Blackstone. I don't think it's a weak case necessarily. It's a difficult case. And cases of this kind are extremely difficult because the law is not precise with respect to insider trading. These are not stupid people that we're dealing with, and they have a history to follow, and I think they've tried to be as careful as they could. I'm talking about SAC now, but the government seems to feel they haven't been careful enough.
Arthur, I know you had a four-hour brunch with Jamie Dimon yesterday. What'd you learn? No, I'm kidding. He's got an annual meeting tomorrow. Where are we going to be on Wednesday, Arthur? What's your prediction?
My prediction for how this is ballet? That Jamie will be very much in place, and I don't think the results this year, believe it or not, are going to be significantly worse for Jamie than they were last year. I think that enough favorable press has built behind Jamie to suggest that the number of no votes may not be significantly higher, if higher at all, than last year. That's my prediction.
How do you respond, Arthur, to Wall Street critics who would say these power brokers are impregnable, you just can't break them down, this was all a very good effort, but they're just too powerful?
I think that Jamie has been a great CEO who's produced wonderful results. That's what the American economy is all about, to push him out at this point, either through the suggestion of a reform of the board or any other device, I think would be a miscarriage of justice. I think this whole notion of splitting the CEO and the chairman's job doesn't apply in every case. I've said that right from the beginning and really believe it. Jamie's been very good in the job.
Well, is this more about the idea of good corporate governance, or is this really just kind of giving Jamie Dimon a slap on the wrist for
That's a good question. That's a good question. I think it's both. I think many of his critics view this as bringing Jamie to heel for arrogance. But I think most of the votes cast will be in terms of governance. Now, whether governance links to good performance is an open question. It doesn't always do that. I've seen many companies that are well governed perform poorly, and many companies that are poorly governed, like Apple for a long time, perform very well.
Let's leave it there. Arthur Levitt. You going to watch Bruins Rangers?
Of course.
It's great. It's just a great, great series to watch.
After the Knicks series, what else do I
have? Knicks? Oh, there used to be a basketball team
There was
in New
a basketball
York.
Team in New York. Arthur Levitt, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.